It's actually been hard because, one, you don't know what happened to him. And the second thing is you know, with my mom, when she was angry, you know, because of the whole scenario, I didn't really hear anything positive about my dad. And that was hard because then it's just like, you know, she didn't help. And so it's not until much later that I met his girlfriend at the time, and she had positive things to say about him and said that he was really, one of the things that really shocked me is that she said she didn't believe that he took off because he was very close to his kids. And she just flat out said that. She was also pregnant at the time when my dad disappeared. She didn't know it. And so subsequently had a child that was my stepsister, or half-sister. And so that was one thing. And then the most recent thing is I've gotten papers and photos and stuff from my mom because she's getting on in age. And the court documents that described when they declared him dead, the judge actually, based on testimony put before him, ruled that he thought it was unlikely, given that the amount of testimony about how close my dad was to his kids, that he would have just run off. So, I mean, that was nice to see that, but, you know, it's something that I needed to probably see when I was a lot younger. And then some of the, like yesterday, I just went through all my mom's photos and was picking out the ones that I wanted. You know, found another picture of my dad and me, and you can see that he was also interacting with me in the photo, which is like in the previous one. So that's out there at his birthday party, and it's just, so it just speaks to me that he was very attached and very close